So you confess Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection.
Right.
And then you, did you say repentance?
Sure.
Okay, so you repent. What has to happen to you?
Confess.
What does repentance mean, sir?
Turning from your ways.
Yeah, turning from your sin, right? So by faith in Jesus and his death, burial, and resurrection, repent, realize you got to turn from all your sin. What spiritually has to happen to us?
Well, then the Bible clearly tells you the Holy Spirit will come to you.
Right, is that called being born again?
Yeah.
Yep, so then we're born again by the Spirit of God. What's the fruit that you're born again?
Oh, hopefully it's heavenly fruit. What do you mean fruit?
Yeah, exactly. So, like Galatians 5 says, goodness, truth, righteousness.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, Ephesians 5:9 says, goodness, truth, and righteousness. Uh-huh. What I find is a lot of people in American churchianity focus on, you know, like peace and joy and love, and those are great, mm-hmm. but they really are really lax when it comes to goodness, truth, and righteousness.
Right.
So let me ask you a question. By the way, do you believe you have to endure, or are you once saved,
yeah,
always saved?
Oh, no.
Okay, good. You're not a Calvinist in that
no.
way. That's good. So you must endure. So let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Yesterday was Good Friday.
Uh-huh.
Do you believe that God ordained that holiday and that's a godly holiday?
Thought of it that way.
Do you practice it?
Uh-huh.
You don't? What, do you go to a church system? Sir?
Yeah.
Which one do you go
church
to?
Church of Christ.
Church of Christ. You guys don't do Christmas, Easter, or...
Well, they do.
They do.
Know, it's just not something
yeah.
they hold. Every Sunday is commune with the Lord and
yeah.
worship the Lord.
This is perfect timing. What's your first name?
Marty.
My name is Tupo. This is perfect timing. You know why? I stood outside peacefully a Church of Christ not long ago, and I did a testing on the Church of Christ. We definitely believe in water baptism, but we don't teach that it's efficacious. The Word of God doesn't, meaning that the water somehow brings you salvation. It's
no.
a symbol.
Yeah.
But the Church of Christ teaches that.
Yeah.
They teach it's efficacious.
Well,
that's not
well,
biblical.
No, I don't think they do.
They do, sir.
No.
I just studied. I just studied about the Church of Christ doctrine.
Well,
do you know what else they teach?
I've
that Sunday is the Lord's Day. What scripture verse teaches that?
Well, it says come on the first day of the week, which is Sunday, they came to gather to worship Christ.
Once or twice they came together, Paul said, do a collection on Sunday, but Saturday was always the Sabbath. I'm not a Sabbatarian. Saturday was always the Sabbath, but in Acts 2, the Church of Christ loved to quote Acts 2:38, where Peter says, repent to be baptized. You know what it says later in Acts 2? They met every day.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't meet
sure,
just Sundays.
Sure, that was the beginning.
Sunday's not the Lord's Day. That's a Roman Catholic holiday.
Okay.
Would you do me a favor? Take this card.
Okay.
You've been very gracious. Don'tperish.com. There's a right on our front website, there's a testing of Church of Christ. Click on it and go test your faith. You must go deeper. Last thought, Marty.
Okay.
Jesus said, if you worship in man-made traditions, you worship God in vain. I'm here to lovingly tell you that the Church of Christ teaches man-made traditions and your worship of God is in vain there. Test yourself at that link, okay? Test yourself. Loving our neighbor with the truth of God. You folks know the path to eternal life. There's a narrow path. Jesus made the narrow way. Turn and repent. Now, how's that for timing? That's beautiful. Been dealing with Church of Christ. We stood outside one. Another Church of Christ minister contacted me. He's going to expose me online. And now that Church of Christ man walks by. I rarely meet Church of Christ people. And look at that. I met a Church of Christ man. And he got the truth. We'll see if he goes and he tests himself. Hey, do you young men know how to find eternal life?
Not
yes, whoa, well, my sign to hit you. Hold on to the head.
Thank you.
Do you know how to find eternal life?
Yes, sir.
Well, how do you find it, young man? Come tell me. If you have it and you love it, you must have time to talk about it. You got time to watch Tennessee sports. You got time to talk about Jesus.
Yes, sir. You know they're playing on Easter.
Now, Easter is a pagan holiday that God never ordained. Come tell me about the gospel. Don't let your lust for the world convict you. Did you know that makes you an enemy of God? James 4:4. Test yourself at that card, sir. So a young man says he knows the gospel. He says they're playing on Easter. He's got a worldly t-shirt of people drinking and partying. He's got a Tennessee hat on. And I just try to entreat him, sir. You wasted more time on sports than wanting to talk about the gospel. Not a good sign on Judgment Day. And so we're just out here loving our neighbor, planting seeds of truth, hoping they'll wake up and turn and forsake their sin.